Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So I guess sometimes, I was feeling earlier like Stakey. It reads, Rory not speaking to the media. So Mike
says,
what
kind of a boob is not going to talk to the media at the Masters?
Mike says to me, no. Rory is talking about the guy that's not speaking to the media. We're live right here at Twin Peaks in Augusta, guys. Robert C. Daniel Parkway is the physical location, 277. Is where we're at. We'll be out here until 7 o'clock. Appreciate some of the folks who've already stopped by and said hello. And, Mike, you had a chance to meet some folks at the bar earlier.
Yeah, because if you are staying, maybe some guys will come out. You know, maybe they're lucky enough to have a badge for tomorrow or Friday. They got a hotel out here. You're lucky enough to have someplace to crash. You know, Carl, you know how hard it is during Masters
Week.
It's
hard.
But, yeah, we're right off of Bobby Jones Parkway. So it's 520 and just the first, first exit. Come down and see us, man.
All right. With that said, we want to play this for you. This is Rory speaking about one of his fellow golfers, because apparently there's a, I don't even want to say a controversy, but I don't like this idea. I think, and not especially the majors, okay?
Right.
If this is some half-blank tournament that you're playing in and you don't want to talk to the media, so be it. But once you become a legitimate star on the PGA Tour, Mike, I feel like you have an obligation, win, lose, or draw, okay? Especially if you're in the hunt and you lose, and I know it sucks, okay? Ask
right.
Jack how many second places he had in his career. You still have to address the fans and say, hey, here's what happened. Here's what I was thinking. I think people appreciate that, and you ingratiate yourself even more to the fan base. So give the background on this.
So Colin Morikawa, you guys know he's the winner of the 2020 PGA Championship and the Open Championship. I think that was the one that was in San Francisco. But anyway, he's a two-time major winner. Either way, he's a guy with he's top-ranked golfer. So a couple months back, back in March, he finished one shot back of Russell Henley at the Arnold Palmer at Bay Hill in Orlando. Afterwards, he declines to speak to the golf press, which, by the way, not to paint with a broad brush, it's a rather soft golf media. This isn't exactly you're going up against Woodward and Bernstein, Carl,
true,
after your round.
True. Yes.
But anyway, he said he declined to talk to the press. A few days later, Morikawa said he doesn't owe anyone in the media anything. So on Tuesday, he was asked about it. Morikawa basically said there needs to be a balance and an ebb and flow between everything. You can't just ask me when I'm playing well. So it sounds so diva-ish, and we'll get into more about Morikawa. But first, because Rory is the face of the PGA Tour these days, they asked him about it.
All right, here's a soundbite from Rory.
Every other athlete, whether it be in the NBA, NFL, they're obligated to speak to you guys after a game. We're not. So, you know, whether that's something that the PGA Tour looks to in terms of putting that into their rules and regulations, but as long as that's not the case and we have that option to opt out whenever we want, expect guys to do that.
Okay. First of all, Rory is right.
Right.
It is in the CBA for the NFL and Major League Baseball and the NBA.
Right.
And that's why these obligations happen. But I just disagree with Morikawa. I like Colin's game. But you hadn't won enough to say you're not going to speak
right
to the media only when you're playing well, and then you want that coverage and you want that love. But when you're not, or you come in second, that, all right, I get to you know, bolt and not address anything.
Right.
You can't have it both ways. And so if you're not going to speak, then be that guy, Mike, that doesn't talk at all.
Right.
And just goes and plays.
I take the trophy home. Goodbye.
Correct.
Drop the mic.
But it didn't work that way.
No, and it's just like I said, I'm like you. I got no problem with Morikawa. I don't dislike him one way or the other. But it's such a soft mindset. It's so soft. It's so 2025. First off, you're the most pampered athletes in the friggin' planet. Okay? Yes, you're an independent contractor. You don't have to play if you don't want to play.
Nope.
You show up at the events you want to play. And if you score, you make money. If you don't, you go home. So be it. But, I mean, this golf media, as we said, it's not like you're dealing with some really tough questions. Most of these guys, let's be honest, Carl, that cover golf have a charmed life. It's a lot of golf junkets, and they're probably all staying in nice, like the Bridgestone house or one of these other, you know, hospitality houses out here this weekend.
With a chef.
Yeah, believe it.
Oh, I know.
Because you and I both done it.
I know.
It's legit. So for Morikawa to sit there, he's on a losing streak, you're like, come on, man. You're going to not talk to the media? There needs to be an ebb and flow? No, you speak when you win, you speak when you lose. Be a man, okay? You sound like a soft, pampered twit. And I don't want to call you that, but that's what you make it sound like. And then Rory, see, this is why you always talk about whenever there's a controversy in a locker room, guys now have to answer questions
for other guys.
About you.
For other guys.
Because Rory, who, by the way, let's be honest, who is it, Jay Monahan, the commissioner? He hung Rory out to dry. Rory was out there going, screw Live Golf, I'm a PGA man. And then the PGA's like, oh, we're talking to Live Golf. And Rory's like, no, what? So now Rory's like, sure, man, if we don't want to talk, what do I care? Don't talk.
Yeah.
Because what do I get for helping out the PGA?
I just, and again, you know, there's proper etiquette. Again, if you're playing in a fly-by-night tournament, you're at the Master. You're telling me if Colin Morikawa loses the Masters by two strokes, right, that we're not going to hear from him? Like, I get it. The winner gets all of the attention, right? But I also feel like if he wins this and puts on a green jacket, that he's going to get all the love and you know, he's going to be all about it. And I just feel like he's asking for two things here. He's basically saying, only when I win do you guys want to, you know, cover me, and I'm not going to talk if I don't win. Like, I don't get this. I just don't get this.
No, it's a very – especially strange for a guy who's been to the top of the score. Let's be honest, Carl. He's won majors.
Yes.
He's been on the top of the leaderboard. To throw this out there, it really is. It's almost like, dude, what country are you – what world are you living in, man?
Yeah. I don't know. Did Tiger, has he talked through these struggles that he's been going through?
Tiger had to call a press conference and answer the most embarrassing questions ever after everything. Remember that awkward press conference at PGA headquarters in Ponte Vedra?
Of course.
I mean, everybody mans up in this situation.
Yeah.
You think, you said it, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer.
Well, all these.
I mean, even Greg Norman, who no one likes, would answer tough questions about choking tournaments.
You have to do it. That's how I feel. You guys can tell us what you think. I thought that was interesting. As I read that, Rory says no speaking to the media. I just read it verbatim.
No, man, it's all good. But, yeah, he's talking about Morikawa, who's got a man up.
All right, 404-726-0929. Stakey, you know I love you. But I don't like that idea. And while we're here and we're talking about it, tell me now, before this starts tomorrow, because tomorrow morning when you get up, these guys will be on the course, at least, you know, the first groups will be on the course. Who do you like to win this thing? Do you think one of these live guys wins this?
Man, DeChambeau's got – you see the thing? DeChambeau's got long odds. So if you're looking for some value, you know, for guys who don't know what a Calcutta is, it's basically where you buy in your favorite golfers, and usually you have a dozen or more people, and you can make some serious loot. I think – that's why I asked you earlier, even though he's not been great of late, Scotty Scheffler versus the field, I think Billy Horschel's certainly a guy I'd be pulling for. But,
You give Spieth any shot whatsoever?
No, none. I don't believe in Spieth anymore. I'd like to. I know that he was a hell of a story.
Yeah.
And Rory, here's the thing. Is Rory going to be able to put it together? Because, as you know, Carl, we're going on 11 years since he won his last major. And I think there was an article in Golf Digest talking about the longest separation between major wins.
It's hard,
he'd be making
man.
Some history.
Yeah, it's and I say it's hard. It's been hard on him because he's chasing, you know, with a couple of wins coming into the Masters, he's chasing the Grand Slam. I do think there is pressure on him this time around, unlike there has been, because he's won. And when you've got, you know, a couple of wins behind you, everybody knows this is the one you need most. Talking about a Masters win, this is the final leg for him. Mike, I do think there's some pressure. Years past, there hasn't been, because there's been no expectation. When you come in with two wins under your belt, it changes how people feel. It's like Scottie Scheffler. He's not coming in with wins under his belt this year like he did last year, where everybody's like, Scotty, this is his year. He's going to win it again. I do think Rory has that kind of pressure on him. 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in. I'll say this. If Scheffler wins again, That's, what, three?
Yep.
In less than 5 years. And now you're talking about unprecedented, you know, company, Mike, when you start talking about if he's able to win it again. I think Scottie Scheffler is the best golfer in the world. That's just me, but it doesn't mean that he's going to come in here and win it. I know he, you guys remember, he cut his hand.
I was trying to make some stuff, trying to make some barbecue. That's why the barbecue was on his champion's menu.
Yes.
Cut it with a glass, with a wine glass.
And that's set him back. But he says he's feeling a lot better. And
take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And his game, Mike, from what I've seen the last few tournaments in which I've watched, he doesn't seem like he's lacking anything.
He shot a 76 in the third round of the Genesis Open at Torrey Pines. He finished third, and he finished second at the Texas Children's Houston, or the old Shell, right? They used to be the old Shell Open.
Yes, it was.
But so he's got a second. He's got two top threes, but you know this course plays to his skill set. You know he can putt, so I'm certainly down with that. I like Billy Horschel because, you know, local connection with the Atlanta golf team that Arthur owned, which is kind of cool. By the way, while we're talking golf, there's an article that came out today, Live Golf on Fox. So it's on a big TV network.
Okay.
It made 484,000 as far as viewership. That is roughly half of what the indoor virtual golf was getting on ESPN on a Tuesday night.
Wow.
So to give you an idea, just even when they're on big boy networks, Live Golf, they just cannot get the traction.
If you are wondering, you can bet on a Masters hole-in-one. Simply yes or no. It's about minus 200. You can bet on whether the winner is going to be from the U.S. or not from the U.S. You can also bet on, will there be a playoff in this Masters?
Ooh.
Yes
How
or
about
no?
That?
Some of the prop bets that are out there. And again, what live player wins? So you can get into that if you believe it's going to be a live player.
That would be John Rahm at 14-1.
Those are not bad.
To see DeChambeau 16-1. That's why if I had, like, and if I knew a guy, well, we both know a guy. But I mean, I wouldn't mind putting 500 on DeChambeau. That's the kind of money we'd make on the Falcons had they won the Super Bowl.
No doubt.
In 2016.
What's the cut? You can bet on that, what the cut's going to be. And all kind of fun stuff.
Spieth,
man.
By the way, 33-1.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.